two college roommates. And I think maybe part of the reason, well, I do like it because it's a revenge story. I do like it because it's definitely petty. But I think I also like it because I never had that experience. Now, I've had roommates.
Of feuding with your roommate? Who wants that?
Yeah.
No, yes, I've had roommates, but I had roommates that I chose to live with. I'm not talking about, I didn't have the college experience where it's like, yeah, I understand there's
where
some picking and choosing.
You're in a room with
but,
somebody.
Well, A, you're in a room,
yeah.
But you have no choice.
Right.
You have to be in a room with somebody. So, yes, I had roommates that I was friends with, and we decided to move in together. I had roommates that was the cousin of a girlfriend. Now, we broke up, but I still stayed with him. That was cool.
So it's the longing for the first part. Not getting to exact revenge on a roommate.
No, but I do like what happened here. I do like what happened. And listen, the beginning of it seems a little bit petty on the one girl's part, I'll admit. So
is this going to be a two wrongs don't make a right situation?
No, because I understand the first girl. I get where she's coming from, but I want to go, get over it. So it's two roommates in college. They don't say where. So this thing pops up on Reddit, mm-hmm. right? So let's call girl one, girl two. Girl one, they meet at orientation. They decide they're going to be roommates together, however it works, and they get moved into the same dorm room.
Okay.
Girl one says, I brought a TV, and my parents paid the cable bill. Okay.
Awesome.
No problem. That's great. I don't know if that's a common thing or not, but whatevs. That's what they did. So she said it would piss her off. She would come home, and girl two would be like sitting like on a chair or something and like watching TV. And she would go, let's say it's 5 o'clock at night or in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
She would go, oh, I want to watch blank at 8. And the girl would go, oh, no, you can't, because my show will be on also. So I'm just going to, and girl one would go, okay, well then let me watch what I want to watch now, and you can watch your show later. And she'd go, no, you can't. You can't change the channel. My show's going to be on in 3 hours. So they would have this stupid, petty fight.
So and the girl two's hogging the TV.
Yeah, and girl one's like, my parents paid for the cable. It's my TV. I'll let you watch your show in 3 hours, but let me watch what I want to watch now. And she'd be like, no, don't change. Okay. Is that the biggest thing in the world?
You would get pissed off.
Eh.
Every time you want to watch hockey,
right?
Boy 2 is watching something else and won't let you watch hockey.
When you put it that way, yeah. But if the game wasn't going to be until, if it was until 10 o'clock at night and he wanted to watch something.
Oh, but I got
to
watch Bull.
I'm just saying, I get where that would piss you off. It's your TV. I get where that would be a problem.
Yes.
Issue number two. Her parents would buy her, this is girl number one, her parents would buy her like snacks, like a care package.
Mm-hmm.
And she had like a little like storage container that she would put her snacks and stuff in. But God forbid she went away for a weekend, or if she was out with friends, she would come home, snacks gone.
No.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Right. I agree with.
That's worse than the TV deal.
And the girl would never, girl two would never replace anything. She would never say like, oh, hey, sorry, I ate all your whatever.
The girl two sucks.
She
does.
I had a problem with, I wouldn't.
Her family she's dead.
Hey, whatever happened to girl two?
That's the revenge.
Murder. I was going to say, I wouldn't care if my roommate ate my food, but replace it. My snacks.
You would though. You would. It doesn't, even if you promise to replace, if you're taking it while that person's not there and you eventually get around to replace it. No.
So it's just feeling like you got into my crap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Maybe I would feel that way. I would.
I've told you before, I didn't like when randos in the cluster used my printer without asking. It just felt like my stuff.
God.
No, I wasn't charging per sheet, but I'm just saying it was like, Just ask. So if you're actually taking food of mine.
And she would do it when she wasn't home.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like she said she would go away for the weekend and come back. And literally she said, I'm not exaggerating. It's not hyperbole. Literally everything is gone. And she would never refill it. And I'm with you. That's worse than the TV thing. Like the TV thing. Get over it.
It's like
it just sounds like things are snowballing.
Yes.
Yeah. What's next? Beer? Oh, you buy for the apartment, and you and Joe are the only ones who ever put beer in the fridge. And one day PK buys a six pack and says, "Have at it, boys." You know, we've been buying cases all semester. Come on, Patrick.
So the revenge part. Girl one says girl two had one problem. She would always leave her student ID laying around.
Okay.
Girl one would take girl two's ID.
Mm-hmm.
And not say anything.
Take it just to hide it from her, or was she like using it around campus?
No, take it to hide it from her. Because it was $20 a pop to replace it.
Didn't girl two get suspicious when it kept disappearing from their shared room?
No, because she would like leave crap all over.
Like
the
all
place.
My goldfish so kept just, disappearing?
She would just
I'm with Diane. I thought she was swiping it at the cafeteria.
No. So she would take them and hide them. Fast forward to move out day. Here's where it gets petty. Fast forward to move out day.
Right.
Girl one moved out first.
Okay.
At some point during move out day, girl two disappeared for a little bit. Girl one took every one of the student ID cards that she had stolen from her, laid them on her desk and peaced out.
I like girl one.
How great is that?
I hope they're seniors.
400.
Yeah, then see you in the fall.
Oh, and
seriously.
Yada, yada, yada. She got beat up. No. She said she ran up $400 in student ID, having to replace the cards.
So was she leaving them?
That you know what that is? That's cancer. That is silent. Like that girl had no idea.
Right.
She just kept losing her card. She got to replace it. It's $20 a pop. She said she ran up $400 in student ID replacements.
So she must have been leaving the card in the cafeteria, at the library, in the classrooms. She wasn't just leaving it on her desk in the room.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what it sounds like. Yeah, that it would. She'd leave it all over the place, and girl one would be like, "I got it," and then she would hide it.
Wow.
And then girl two had to keep buying them at $20 a pop.
That sounds cheap, to be honest. But then to display it, that's priceless.
That's the petty part I love. Stacked them on the desk. Peace out, bro. See you in the fall. You'll kick my ass then, but I'll see you in the fall. I love that. And that's what I mean. That's revenge. That's waiting. That's waiting to just the right moment. And it's petty as hell. Now, some people were like, why didn't you say something about the snacks? But
did
who else is eating?
Did she never say anything?
That I don't know.
Yeah, it is. It is a valid point, though. It's a two-way street.
If you know it's your roommate eating your food.
No, I'm not saying that.
By the way,
an explanation.
I don't care if it's her or she had friends over that ate it. That's on her.
Oh, totally agree.
Like, when I was roommates with Clay, Clay could have had a house party and drank all my alcohol. I still would have blamed Clay. Clay never did that. I'm just saying, I would still blame him.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, you drank all my stuff, replace it. And I stole Clay's student ID. It is so petty, but I love everything about it. Where am I going? Line three. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot. I got an awesome college roommate fight story involving food and mace real quick. So at one point in time college, there was four of us living together. And roommate one used to eat all of our food and then replace it with generic stuff. And because he was too cheap to buy name brand stuff. So that's that part, right? But then one night, roommate one had a dog and inadvertently pissed off roommate two to the point where roommate two, who was bipolar, threatened roommate two, or one, sorry, with mace. And so that roommate and I walked out to kind of, you know, to avoid getting maced, right? So then to kind of calm himself down, the bipolar roommate liked to cook food. So while we were out getting hammered downtown, dude was making himself some meatloaf. So fast forward a bunch of hours, we come back hammered, roommate is asleep, we go in and we just house his meatloaf, and then the next morning wake up to him screaming at about 7 a.m. to who the f ate my meatloaf.
See, I love all these stories, and I think it's because I don't have that experience. Thank you, sir. I don't have that experience.
Yeah, these are not good stories.
I know.
There's a lot more fun and positivity in college than these roommate feuds.
I agree. But that's part of growing up.
One of the worst days in college, I've told you this, and I lost my cool, but was when my roommates...
Oh, didn't somebody knock down, like, the netting from your roof or the light installation?
No, some,
dumb art project.
That was Eric.
We hung it on the roof. Awesome.
No.
Cool party.
This is not about me. This is not about me. Well, my story is. And you're referencing something else. You're right. That was a bad day, too, when a roommate put holes in the ceiling for his art.
Right.
No, but when...
Oh, I thought you were going to say the day that you had the dorm party and no one showed up.
That never happened.
Diane said it did. Cool party.
No. No, too many people showed up and they ripped down the art.
Oh, that's right. They ripped down the stupid art constellation.
It's chaos, y'all.
And made a bigger mess. But that's not even the story. No, the one where my roommates broke my laptop.
Hey, can you put my artwork back up, please?
Well, what voice is that?
That lip bump.
That's my daughter.
Wait a minute.
I'm conflating.
Wait a minute. Why do I equate or put the two together with the laptop? And wasn't there a fleece involved?
Now, that's Joe. Joe.
Okay.
How do you remember that?
I don't know. I have
because
no idea.
It was Joe's Patagonia fleece that was
set on fire.
Because his roommate did a flaming shot.
That's right.
And his face was ablaze, and he grabbed the closest thing to him to tamp it out. No, when my roommates broke my laptop.
Oh, that's right.
My speaker, so using my... stereo system fell on my laptop on my desk and shattered
the
screen.
But did they pay for it?
They offered to, but it was a little weird for a couple days because I screamed. And you're saying like, oh, this sounds awesome. No, those moments are few and far between. The ceiling,
but
holes,
it's growing up.
Crack tiles and my computer, but for the most part. It's best 4 years of your life.
Oh, sure.
These things that make it to Reddit, not so much.
Yeah, but I like them, though, because they're petty.
So you think I should have sought out some sort of revenge?
I can't believe somebody didn't. Yeah. If somebody did pay for your computer, I'd lose my mind.
No, they offered to.
Yeah, then that's on you. You should have said yes.
But it was the way they did it.
My kid spilled water on another kid's Chromebook, and we paid for the damage.
Sure. Yeah, you should.
Well, we could. According to you, you could have just screamed, and I would have been fine.
Because it wasn't a big deal to them.
Yeah, it wasn't a big deal to me. Didn't ruin my kid's Chromebook. What the F do I care?
But you should have been very, very apologetic.
Jackie was.
Yeah, but Michael and Eric weren't. And that upset me even more.
What did you scream?
Well, it was probably hard to understand because I was on the verge of tears. This was back when laptops were $1 million.
It's like big screen TVs.
They've come down. I think I had all of 10 gigs on that laptop. Custom ordered from Dell. It was my big graduation gift. And they didn't care. They're like, we'll just get you a new one.
Mark didn't care. Oh, get over it. It's water. And by the way, you sound like a girl. Oh, Joe's face is on fire. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Oh, a cool party.
Come on.
I'm sorry. Where am I going, Kristen? I lost line four.
I made all summer I would make mix CDs. And I named them, and I did the artwork for them, and I labeled them, and I think one time they let me play them.
Come on, can I play Loser Tape 3? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot. Dave from Sterling.
Oh, my head is killing me. Yeah, what's up, Dave?
Hey. So my brother's first roommate at the Harvard of the South, which is Radford University.
Yeah, boy.
Used to steal his drinks out of his little mini fridge.
Right.
And he would say, no, it wasn't me, even though there's bottles under his bed. So my brother ended up putting a padlock on his little mini fridge.
Oh, I like that.
How ridiculous.
That's petty.
I used to lock my closets when I went away for the weekend.
Oh, you loser.
Stop borrowing all my clothes and not washing them. Christ. stole who didn't wear underwear. No, you can keep those jeans.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had a little camel toe, but your jeans were comfortable.
Remember? Then she banged in my bed.
So what? Her badge was all over your pants.
I thought the use of the word bang was uncomfortable. Jesus.
Wait. So,
they had another roommate that anytime he would leave the the stove on or leave the milk out, they would take a hammer and just smash a nail into his coffee table. And they said obviously after like the third one, the coffee table's ruined. But even after like the 20th, he's still like, oh no, please don't, no. Your coffee table's covered in nails, you idiot. All right, thanks. I appreciate it, man.
Later. Can I ask a question? Is locking stuff, is that a legit thing?
What do you mean?
I never did it.
Okay. Because I was going to say, like, my oldest one is a senior, right? And he's going to go away to college next year. Right now, and he knows who his roommate is. I mean, he's never met his roommate. They just talk to each other over Snapchat and stuff. So the big thing is who's bringing the Xbox?
Oh.
That they've all figured out. Like, right. That's easy. But, like, people lock their closets? No.
There was a loop there in the closet door for me to do it, so that's how I stopped people from borrowing my stuff.
Oh, my God.
I don't think we had that.
So every day you'd have to be like, I'm at opening the combination.
No, I did it. I only locked it when I went away for the weekends.
Oh, so Crystal couldn't get in there.
Right.
I say it right.
Crystal.
Remember, she's the one that banged in Diane's bed.
Yeah, I'll do that.
It's between the two of you, it sounded like me on a Sunday morning in college trying to be cool with the lingo. So did we all bang Vag last night? Come on. Get a hold of yourself. Especially your rear end there. Sorry. Your
booty.